Hello and welcome to the T3 Podcast CES edition. Coming up on this week's show, it's CES. We'll be catching up with Rhi in Las Vegas.
Here I am. If you could see me now, I'm in the corner of the press room.
Oh.
With my face literally almost flat against the Perspex screen.
Nice, yes.
The certainly sounds like
sound
it.
Sound quality is that good. We'll be hearing from the Trouser Snake on MySpace.
You look crazy.
And finding out why this is the sound of the most powerful tea tray you'll ever hear. All that and no hangovers, at least on this side of the Atlantic. Joining me, as ever, in the studio, it's the man whose Trouser Snake has never been in MySpace. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. That was very good. I enjoyed that. So that pre-recorded interview with Rhi there, does it sound like that all the way through?
It's pretty ropey because she's in the press room.
With
her face pressed against a Perspex screen. And as anyone who's been to CES or any of these large technology events will tell you, the broadband is shocking.
Ironic, isn't it?
Hence really? the Skype quality is atrocious, I have to say.
That's something for all the listeners to look forward to.
It's just as well it wasn't live, because I had the amount of tweaking of sound levels and all sorts I had to do afterwards.
Gosh.
It sounds... I'm just warning you now, it's ropey, okay? But it's the content. It's the content.
Up on the show, something
it's the content
pretty poor.
True,
oh true. It's all about the content.
Absolutely. Anyway, Duncan, we are both left here in London. How has your week been?
Well, what an exciting week it's been. What an exciting week. So, obviously, we've been running this campaign. I suppose you could almost call it a social networking strategy if you wanted to be wanky about it. At the weekend, I emailed you and Rhi because I thought we'd... Mission accomplished, touchdown. Because
I got an excited text.
Yeah, on... have you still got it?
You carry on talking. I'll find the text.
Because on iPhone, it came up as a T3 podcast, 5 out of 5, 5 stars. So it's like, oh, right, thank God, at last.
5 stars, mission accomplished, big props to us. followed by Booyah! Exclamation mark.
I was very excited because it was quite a dull weekend, if I'm going to be brutally honest. But then I went home and just to check on my computer, and 4.5 stars, still 4.5 stars.
You look crazy.
I did look crazy. I was furious. I was red-faced with fury. So, yeah, and then
You did some math.
I did some math and worked out that we needed a few more. I think I got the maths wrong, to be honest.
Oh, well.
But so then we went for a final foot push with our social networking strategy, because you or somebody put on Facebook.
Yeah, I Facebooked your email.
Yep. So, and now 5 stars. We have achieved impossible dream.
Thank you to everyone, because I think most productions, broadcasts, if they said to people, if they
go and say how great we are,
told their listeners, go and rate us 5 stars. I hate to think what the response would be.
I know. If somebody told me to do that, I'd immediately give them 1 star at best.
So thank you. That's it's amazing.
I know. I mean, the last few, it's Don Watts. I won't do too many of these, because obviously, you know, hundreds of people have rated us.
Literally hundreds. Highly,
quite literally hundreds. Mm. Don Watts, been listening since around 120. I love the format. Talk tech with humour. Leon Fenner, regular visitor to this parish.
Is it in that order, do you think?
Yeah.
Talk, tech,
I think it's actually the other way around.
Humour.
Leon Fenner says, jokes, rants, mistakes, and a hint of gadget news. Been hooked for years. And then Tom Ripley, who, correct me if I'm wrong, is the hero of The Talented Mr. Ripley. Mm. So I don't know if this particular guy is a murderer of ambiguous sexuality, but if he is, great. You know, come one, come all, I say. He says, I download a number of tech podcasts, but this is the best. And it just goes on and on for pages. Like, I won't go on and on, but this goes on and on for pages of people being nice about us.
Oh.
So, and I think, you know, although the one negative review that we've had said the hosts do appear to love themselves.
They sometimes talk over each other.
it
does happen on occasion.
It has.
I mean, obviously, it's an issue that...
Well, I think we've
definitely addressed it.
I think we're much better at it than we were.
I don't know.
But his other criticism was that we love each other, love ourselves too much. But I disagree. I think this is just testament to how great we are. But I don't say that in an arrogant way.
Right.
I say that in a very humble way.
Some people have even started threatening to rate stuff 1 star to bring them down. But you see, that way lies ruin.
Yeah, well, that's harnessing negative energy, man.
This is how wars in the Middle East start.
I know, exactly. I'm all about harnessing positive energy,
yeah,
and positive vibes.
Absolutely.
Let's go and chant down the Pentagon. whatever that means.
I have no idea.
So yeah, no, so thanks everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well on then to our top story, and it is of course this year's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Ree is currently tucked up in bed in Las Vegas. Well, I think she probably, I don't know.
Sounds like she almost was when you spoke to her.
Yeah, she might be out partying by now.
Surely not.
Yeah, so I spoke to her a few hours ago via, as I say, a very dodgy Skype connection in the Las Vegas Convention Center's press room. So this is how we got on. So, joining me from Las Vegas, it should be, Ree, are you there?
Here I am.
A glamorous casino surrounded by millionaires lavishing you.
If you could see me now, I'm in the corner of the press room.
Oh.
With my face literally almost flat against the perspex screen. It's great.
And you sounded good, Ree.
I sound great, don't I?
Was it a bit of a late night?
It was. It was like I went to a party with Samson.
And I
drank my weight in champagne.
I've been to some parties with Samsung. They don't end actually prettily.
It's the aircon. I'm blaming it on the aircon.
That's always the problem. Definitely. Nothing to do with the alcohol. Good stuff. So what have you, apart from parties with Samsung, what have you been up to?
I went to the press conference. I went to the Samsung one. It was pretty officious. No frills. As they showcased their Ultrabook, they've gone massive on smart tellies. OLED as well. Samsung showed off their amazing, it's like a 55-inch OLED display.
They're amazing. LG's shown off their 55-inch OLED. It's going to cost, about 10 grand, something obscene.
Yeah, that is something ridiculous. But LG haven't got a release date, but Samsung have.
Ah.
So they do that thing where they're like, world's biggest, world's first. LG was at 8 o'clock in the morning at the press conference, and they announced the world's largest OLED display at 55 inches. Then at 1 o'clock, Samsung announced theirs.
That's exactly what LG did with the dual core phone. They had the first, and then about an hour later, Motorola had the second. It's brilliant. It's clearly their tactic. But I mean, I saw the OLED screens last year and the year before that. They started off as little 14-inch things. I think they were up to about 22 inches last year, but 55 inches. I mean, they're so good. They're mesmerizing to look at. So I just, even imagining that in 55 inches, it just might be mind-blowing.
It is absolutely amazing. Like, they didn't have the content on there to show it off. They just had some flowers moving. But still, that was amazing to watch those flowers move.
Nice. And you mentioned smart TV. LG was showing off Google TV. Did you have a play with that at all?
I did have a little play with that. I went to see Google TV last year with... Logitech. I don't know, it was good, but I was like, well, I'm not going to get it for a while, so I'm not really bothered.
Yeah, Samsung as well. I mean, they're all got built-in cameras now, so lots of Skyping. One of the more random bits, Panasonic and MySpace TV, introduced by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it was really weird. I thought I'd gone back to the 80s. Not the 80s, obviously MySpace was around later than that. But, yeah, it was really strange.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there, but I heard about it. Funniest thing was that the first thing you heard about it was Justin Timberlake was there, and then you heard the story about MySpace. But yeah, but I was at the Sony one, and guess who was there?
Ooh.
I saw Will Smith.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. And Kelly Clarkson played us out.
You personally?
Yeah, just me. She was just standing by me.
This one's for you, Ree.
The Sony press conference was very, nothing really exciting.
They've changed the name from Sony Ericsson to Sony Mobile.
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, we knew it was coming, but then I got an invite today to Mobile World Congress from Sony Ericsson. So I emailed back saying, I thought you were Sony Mobile now. They were like, oh, well, that's subject to the deal going through and regulatory stuff. So they're still calling themselves Sony Ericsson, so I'm confused.
Excuse me. I saw the Xperia... Sony Xperia S?
Yeah, the Xperia S. This will be the first Sony... It's the first Sony-branded smartphone, because, of course, all the previous smartphones have been Sony Ericsson's. So,
yes.
And the last Sony-branded phone we saw was back in the 90s when they were just candy bars. Yeah. So, it's quite exciting.
It's quite good. It looks... You know, I quite like the design of Sony Ericsson phones. So it looks quite similar to the Arc S and... but it looks similar. It's a bit bigger, I think. I think the screen's a bit bigger. But the screen's amazing because it's got Bravia tech in it. It looks really clear.
The design really reminded me of Sony's old PDAs that they used to make that had Palm on them. It's almost a throwback to that.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Really sort of crisp, clean design, lots of glass and metal. They're going to be launching with gingerbread at first, though, but they're promising ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, everyone seems to be doing that. All the tablets have been announced are running gingerbread, but all are promising ice cream sandwich, so fingers crossed. But tablets, they've been lacking this year. I thought there'd be loads, but there won't be that many. Like, none of the big tech companies have announced any new tablets. I think the most exciting thing was Samsung Galaxy Note being available in the US. That was it.
And the Razer Project Fiona?
I haven't seen that, because that got announced today.
Have you seen a picture of it yet?
Yeah, it looks like it's got two Sony Moves stuck at the end of a tablet, doesn't it?
I think it looks like a tea tray.
It does look like a tea tray, actually.
It looks like quite a funky tea tray. But I went online to get some video of this, and there's nothing in the there's no words in the video, so I can't play you anything, give you an edit. But I'm just going to play a snippet of it anyway, because just to show you how hardcore this tablet is, listen to the music they've put to it. Like, if that's the soundtrack, that just cool. Imagine the tablet.
I can't wait to go and see it. I can feel the bass from here.
But they're still saying, you know, it's back in concept land, same as they had with all their other announcements.
We said last week, didn't we, that we haven't seen the Switch played.
But inside, third generation Core i7, Windows 8, and a graphics processor. They're not saying which. Awesome in it. But essentially, hardcore PC gaming in a tablet. The sort of opposite end to all that, the Asus MIMO 370T, which is the 7-incher that we talked about last week, it's going to be $250 when it goes out in the States.
Yeah, that's quite good. How much is that in pounds? Like 100?
It's under 200 quid, isn't it? And it's got a stylus, and it's built in.
At the Samsung press conference, this guy was talking about the virtues of the stylus, and I did think, I was like, what? Are we in 2012?
It's the way forward.
Yeah, exactly. We've gone backwards, Dan. Backwards.
And the Transformer Prime as well, which is actually landing in the UK this week. It's 8.3 millimetres thick, just dripping with power.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's so fast. I had a quicker, because we actually had one in the office before I came out to CES. We weren't allowed to talk about it. And it was amazing. It's, you know, I don't know how powerful, you know, you say that, oh, well, it doesn't need power because it's a tablet, but it does make a difference.
But as well, the fact that you attach the keyboard to it, it's almost a laptop, so it could do with a bit of grunt. And around £400, which puts it in iPad 2 territory.
I don't know, we'll see how that one goes. But I was surprised that the other one sold so well, the original Transformer.
Well, it's something different from the iPad 2 as opposed to the Zoom and the Galaxy and all the others. So, anything slightly out of the ordinary that you've come across?
Some waterproof tablets.
Oh, I saw. Was this the Kook?
No, that was it. Yeah, that was the one that just goes in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's like a tablet for the kitchen.
It's French.
But then Fujitsu have announced the Arrow, which is 100% waterproof.
Okay.
There's another company called Pantech who've also done 100% waterproof tablet.
And are these, what, are these for building sites or are they for the kitchen or what, or for swimming pools?
To swimming pools, I think. It's like normal everyday use, you know, that time that you've splashed
water. Snip in the shower.
Never fear. Yeah, exactly. You know, you just can't get enough of emails. You just have to read them in the shower. But yeah, what else have we... The AR drone is there as well.
Yeah, well, the 2.0, so new and improved from last year.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. It looks amazing.
It's got a HD cam on board now, so you control it with your Android smartphone, and you can see the camera live, which is pretty cool, and record it.
Yeah,
it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect for, you know, spying around the neighbourhood.
Yeah, you share it with your other AR drone owners as well.
Well, you
check out how they're doing.
Yeah. Fly yours over to meet theirs, hook up, spy on the neighbours on the way.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Brilliant. I mean, in terms of big announcements, they're all at the beginning, really, aren't they? So there's nothing much left now.
Razer was, and there's nothing much left that's going to be new. Razer was the only one today. I thought he was expecting something from Microsoft, but they didn't really do anything. Because they were talking about a new Kinect, but nothing came of that.
Yeah, and this was Mrs. Microsoft's last CES.
Yeah, exactly. And we thought we were going to go out with a bang, didn't we? But they just kind of fizzled.
More of a whimper.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
Just the noise I'm going to make when I get on the plane tomorrow.
So you're coming home tomorrow. Have you got still got lots of videos to get up before you come home?
Yes, we've got loads of videos. We've got Ultrabooks are massive. So we've got a roundup of the Ultrabooks. We've got a roundup of the best gadgets there. So, yeah. Got loads of videos up. There's a few up already, but yeah, all of them are there.
Brilliant, Ree. Well, look, take care. I hope your voice recovers.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
And we will see you back in the studio next week.
All right, well, enjoy without me.
Yeah, we'll try. Ah, so there we go, Ree. I think we just about got through with just ever so slightly dodgy sound quality.
That was both the most high fidelity and the most interesting conversation between people in two different countries I think I've ever heard.
There we go, yeah. And 10 minutes without Duncan on the podcast. That's,
I know, there goes our 5-star rating. Yeah. Up to 6, or was that? Actually, it's funny because the only way is down now, isn't it? All that lies before us is a slow decay into
oblivion.
People going, well, it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, it's never going to hit those 5-star heights again.
I know. Well, it's like, you know, back in the day when we always used to be number one in the sort of tech and gadget charts. And then I think, I don't know what happened.
There's a weird chemistry that they, I don't know what they, some kind of voodoo nonsense that they come up with to decide what's top.
Yes.
It's all rubbish.
If it worked in our favour, obviously it would be excellent.
It would be brilliant.
Yeah.
I've completely forgotten what scintillating point I was about to make there. But
about CES. Well, looking forward to the OLED TVs coming down to a price where
actually
mortals can afford them.
Well, and, they are $10,000 at the moment. But LG said by 2016 they'll be the same price as LCD sets now.
I might be dead by then.
But I'm like, well, do I? Because my TV, it's getting old. It's reasonable.
It's a new format war as
so
well.
So do I wait four years, or do I buy something? You know, interim. Do I go LED for the interim period?
Well, I'd with TVs, I'd always buy it about 9 months to a year after it comes out, and then they're so cheap that you might as well just buy a new one every year. It's like the pricing on TVs is insane. I don't know how anyone makes any money.
Asda has an LED TV for £50. I think it was a loss. I'm assuming it was a loss leader, but
I know, 15-inch get
LED TV for £50.
Well, I personally quite like Panasonic tellies because they're the only ones who really make plasmas, or well, anyway. And they're one that brought out about 9 months to a year ago that it got 5-star reviews across the board. Like it's only 2D. I guess maybe this is why it's a bit less expensive. But it's like you can pick it up for £500.
Brilliant.
You know, that's nothing.
You mentioned Panasonic.
You could eBay your old telly and get like a couple of £100. So in effect, like £300 for a new telly.
You mentioned Panasonic. But of course, if you bought an old Panasonic TV now, you wouldn't have MySpace on it. because Justin...
That is a fair point.
Justin Timberlake, who we mentioned with Ree there... was wheeled onto stage. This is how he's introduced at the Panasonic press conference.
I want to introduce someone else. Our partner, Justin Timberlake.
How you guys doing? You rocking it out at CES? Yeah, I hear you. You look crazy.
Awkward. rapturous reception. Everyone was going nuts there, as you can tell. Anyway, this is what he actually had to say.
The TV, long before the internet, was our supplier of true word of mouth, our originator of water cooler talk. And now with this exciting partnership with MySpace and Panasonic, we're ready to take television and entertainment to the next step. By upgrading it to the social networking experience. Why text or email your friends to talk about your favorite programs after they've aired when you could be sharing the experience with real-time interactivity from anywhere across the globe? This is the evolution of one of our greatest inventions, the television. And now we no longer have to crowd around the same one to experience it together. Historically, social has been about what you have done, possibly what you're doing right now at this moment. The future of MySpace is about what you're going to do, about who you're going to become. MySpace TV is the first foray into that future.
Kill me now. It's impossible to talk about tech without seeming boring, isn't it? Apart from when we do it.
It also seems impossible to talk about tech without a mosquito hovering near the microphone.
The TV.
You hear it?
Long before the internet.
No, because you know, every time, like, the CEOs give speeches at these things, and I slag them off for being incredibly boring.
But then they're not international megastars.
Yeah, Timberlake's, you know, whatever you think of his music, and in my case, maybe not that much. But you know, he's like a charismatic pop star. He's a pretty good actor, to be fair. And he just seems so, like, you know, hesitant and boring, and it's
crazy.
Just like, oh, stop talking in buzz terms, and like, God, this is so dull.
It's
kill me now.
Very strange.
Why don't they hire us, Dan? Why are these people not hiring us?
Precisely.
To big up their products?
Yeah.
That'll get people interested in
MySpace.
Drop
me a few mil, I'll say anything.
That was 10 quid. Just pay for my plane fare over there. Doesn't even need to be first class.
Frankly. So, he said a few odd things there. He used the words MySpace and future in the same sentence.
When was the last time that happened?
Clearly doesn't have one. Why...
Oh, harsh.
Yeah, well, okay, so Timberlake and his...
Cry me a river!
Exactly, his fellow Timberlakes bought MySpace in, what, July last year or something like that?
He's actually quite a minority shareholder.
Yeah, he's a figurehead, you might say.
Yeah.
For 35 million, which was an awful lot less than News International News Corp paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad that they lost money on that.
Yeah, it's always a shame to see Murdoch losing cash.
Yeah, it's never want to see that. and they've promised to turn it into all sorts of things. I guess this is one of the first steps, but... No one's going to buy a Panasonic telly because it has MySpace.
No, I suppose. I don't think they'll even buy a Panasonic telly, then find it's got MySpace and go, oh, this MySpace is pretty cool.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I get, you know, interactivity, televisions, the third screen, smart TVs. I understand that's where it's going. But still, everyone's got an iPad and a smartphone. If you want to tweet or MySpace or Facebook while something is going on, it's there in your hands.
Mm.
It's got to be more convenient than taking up part of the screen to message your mates. I don't get it.
Yeah, I've got nothing to add to that. That's exactly what I think. Until such time, of course, as we're all using our Kinect to operate our telly, and then it'd be much simpler because you'll just simply go Kinect, turn on MySpace, and then it'll do that, and then somehow that's good.
Yeah,
apparently.
Great.
People keep telling me.
Well, that was one of the Microsoft announcements that are frankly disappointing. Press conference, as we mentioned.
No Xbox 720, I noticed.
No, very disappointing. And I promise that Windows 8's coming.
Well, we knew that anyway.
We knew that, exactly.
That's what CES in general has been like for me. I mean,
a lot of announcements that we kind of knew. I mean, to me, OLED, the big OLED, is the most exciting thing, and the fact it's actually going to be in the shops, because I've been seeing OLED each time at CES each year, these little tiny screens that look amazing but are obviously too small.
Mm.
So now it's coming, that's good. The price will eventually come down, that's excellent. I'm very excited about the future of TV in that respect. And that's all about, you know, the picture quality rather than, ooh, I can MySpace.
True.
Now.
I mean, I always find with the phones that AMOLED has a certain quality to it that personally I don't particularly like. I mean, it's great for showing graphics.
I know what you mean. It's almost hyper-real.
Hyper-real?
Mm.
Yes, it is. It does have an almost hyper-real quality to
it. Yes, it does. We've obviously mentioned Justin Timberlake.
Just remember, baby...
Thank you. It's almost as if he was here.
It is. Except I'm literally twice as tall as him. He's 3 foot tall. Do you know that?
He is quite short.
They always are. Like, superstars are always short.
Mm. You're quite tall, I noticed.
Yes, apart from John Cleese and Gary Cooper. They were pretty tall.
Those superstars. Justin Bieber was also there.
He's tiny.
Do you know what he was unveiling? Do you know what he was unveiling?
Was he bigging up GeoCities or Bebo or something? He should buy Bebo. Because that's
brilliant.
That's up shit creek.
Justin Bebo. Fantastic. No, he was unveiling the Tozy Mrobo, which is a robot fitted with speakers which will dance along to the music it plays.
I thought that was the president of Angola.
I thought that was Justin Bieber.
Very good.
Thanks, yeah.
What's it called? Tozy Mrobo?
Tozy Mrobo.
That is a great name.
Odd name. There we go.
Well, it is an odd name, but that's why it's great.
Just before we move on, we've had a tweet.
Must we?
Yeah.
What, while we've been talking?
From Scotty Baker.
That's a pretty good name as well.
Yeah. Please stop inflicting us and poor Ree Morgan to the trial of reading the news out loud. We all suffer. No one wins. Well, Scotty, be careful what you wish for, because now, with Duncan, it's time for me to say... here is the news. The long-awaited Netflix UK launch is finally here. PS3, Apple TV and other users are now able to sign up to the video streaming service for $5.99 a month. The US phenomenon is offering a one-month free trial to give people a taster of its HD streaming goodies. Love Film is stepping up its on-demand offering in response.
Yes, and Virgin Media is doubling its broadband speeds. Beginning in February, people on 10 meg will get 20 meg. 20 meg will get 30.
That's not double.
Technically, that's not doubling, is it? 50 meg customers will receive 100 meg.
That's double.
Those already on 100 will be upgraded to a juicy 120 meg.
That's not double.
No, that's true. Data allowances are also being increased. The full rollout should be complete by the middle of space year 2012.
You sound like... Is that radio? There's a Radio 4 newsreader.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm just reading the news in a professional manner.
A very deep voice.
Fujifilms announced an interchangeable lens version of its highly desirable X100. The 16 megapixel X-Pro 1 will take on the likes of the Olympus Pen, the Nikon 1 and the Sony Nex with a brand new sensor and a hybrid viewfinder that lets you switch between optical and digital. Expect three high-end prime lenses at launch from 18mm up to 60mm.
And not to be outdone, Canon has announced a new model in its high-end G series of compact snappers. The PowerShot G1X packs a large APS-C size sensor, promising DSLR quality 14 megapixel stills and a 4x optical zoom. It's set for a late February arrival with a release price of £699.
Samsung has announced desktop Chromeboxes. The Google OS machine will come packaged with a wireless mouse and keyboard combo, as well as five USB ports. A newly refreshed Series 5 Chromebook laptop range has also been announced, with new Celeron processors replacing the old Atoms.
ZeptoLab has launched a free web browser. ZeptoLab has launched a free web browser version of Cut the Rope. It's teamed up with Microsoft to show off the power of HTML5. And Internet Explorer 9. It'll feature several exclusive levels, along with the usual dose of addictiveness.
Double dose.
A double dose.
For free.
Sneaky drugs reference there.
Yeah.
Somebody on Facebook said, I greatly enjoy the podcast, but they keep on swearing and it makes them seem rather infantile.
That's a big word.
To which I say,
beep. It's rather aggressive gestures. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast Facebook group.
Yes, except no other Facebook group.
Absolutely not. We have actually had some proper tweets this week.
We always get tweets, but then they're always buried under... They go out of storage because 9 billion tweets.
You'll find, if you mention the word podcast, pod, Duncan, Dan, or Ree, I'll find them, because that's generally what I search under. So if you've tweeted some meaningful thing that doesn't contain those keywords, I may have missed it.
Oh, no, it's more that every single tweet says, I want to win such and such, because that's
I filter out those.
Good work. Oh, I like your advanced techniques there, Dan. Very good. Okay, well, here's a swear coming up. So if you're that guy on Facebook, plug your ears now. Adam J. Part. Oh, that sounds quite rude as well, doesn't it? Part. That's Adam Pond. He says, New Year, same old shit. Now, that's how you start the first podcast of the new year. That was pretty good. I think that is going to set the tone.
Iconic.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah. Jedi Kite, otherwise known as Daniel Titley.
Tit.
Stop. Top quality necrophiliac scatology in this week's T3 podcast. That must have come from you, as in the... There was some.
It was the thing about Steve Jobs. No, it was the guy on the Telegraph who lowered the tone. I mean, talking about lowering the tone, that was like the guy on the Telegraph message thing lowered the tone from humour.
That was in the toilet.
To literally in the toilet, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so that was bad. Leon Weavers says, Hi all, Duncan cracks me up. Crack.
You look crazy.
Yeah. His gadget of the year for 2011 is a PlayStation 3. Well, I didn't exactly say that. Well, I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
Nice one, Duncan. Keep up the stupid comments. Well, the thing about PlayStation 3,
is that a compliment? Because depending on the tone you say this in, Duncan cracks me up. His gadget for the year is for 2011 is a PlayStation 3. Nice one, Duncan. Keep up the stupid comments, you know. Or Duncan cracks me up. His gadget of the year for 2011 is a PlayStation 3. Nice one, Duncan. Keep up the stupid comments. You know, it's all in the tone, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the use of the word stupid makes it an insult no matter what tone you put it in.
Well, a cheeky sod. Well, see, the thing with the PlayStation 3 is it's the gift that keeps giving, though, isn't it?
Well, that was your point.
It's now a Netflix machine as well.
It's a valid point.
I think I was also making the point that nothing came out last year that I was particularly thrilled about.
Apart from that Xbox 720.
I was excited about that.
Yeah, that was good. Leon Fenner, bring on Mobile World Congress. CES hasn't done it for me this year. Oh, I see your point.
Mobile World Congress isn't exactly going to have a welter of exciting new things. It'll just have more of what we've now got used to, which is one pretty good phone after another.
There we are.
Maybe it'll have some unbelievable phones that can invert time itself.
Lots of comment on Netflix. Thomas Towner, maybe it's just a passing giddy excitement, but I'm loving Netflix UK. Jordan Robertson, I just got the free trial. Pretty impressive. And quite reasonable for free. I imagine it is. Bill Kelly quips, you must be a fan of really old films and odd TV then.
I was dead impressed. Although, again, I was mainly impressed because it was free.
Yes.
But for people who like the type of films that I like, Netflix is great. If you're after like Kung Fu Panda 2 and all the latest blockbusters, I'd say not so much. But I was there's a horror film section, which is very well stocked. You know, I found Videodrome, which I've been meaning to watch for ages. And that's a great film. Picture quality isn't amazing on Netflix. But
oh, really?
And also, because I started watching Videodrome, it said they had the recommendations. I was watching this in bed, actually, because I started watching it on the PS3. Then I started watching it on my iPhone because I got the app as well. Impressive. It's like living in the future. And they said, you like violent films. You may enjoy these other violent films. And the first two, I kid you not, it was Saving Private Ryan and then The Expendables, which I think Steven Spielberg must be very, very flattered about. It can't be often that those two films are sort of bracketed together. Yeah, they both involve violence, so you'll enjoy them.
There you go. There's blood in these. You can take this one.
I can take this one. Xbox is... Yeah, sorry. Hello, You Creative says, Xbox video playback. The quality of the native video player on the Xbox has been reduced.
It's a bit of a conspiracy theory, this.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Since the update. Apparently, this is to encourage pickup of the Zoom Pass and Netflix streaming. I noticed the other day that my HD films don't look as good as when I stream them for the Apple TV, so I did some Googling, and it turns out MS have reduced the playback to 720 now. So why have they done that? Why does he think they've done that?
So he's saying that Microsoft have reduced the playback of the native video player on the Xbox to 720p, and it's looking a bit ropey. And the reason they've done it is so that people start moving over to Netflix.
But that doesn't make any sense from Microsoft's point of view, does it? Unless Microsoft want to bail out
there must be
the
some
whole
sort of kickback.
Video market.
It's a strange one.
Because the one thing, my one criticism of Netflix is the picture quality isn't great by any means. On a phone, it's fantastic, but on a sort of decent big TV, even the ones that are supposedly HD, because some of them are supposedly HD and some of them don't have an HD
Is that your internet connection, though?
I don't think so. My internet's pretty fast. In fact, according to the news, my internet connection should now be 100 megabytes per second because I'm on 50 meg from Virgin.
I downgraded. I was feeling poor, so I'm now on 10 meg. But I'll get 20 meg now. That's nice. Dan Picard voted for the podcast on iTunes, so hopefully almost there. However, flick back to view the Gadgets podcast homepage, and the chart showed T3 at number 7, but the Stuff podcast is at number 5. How the hell does that work, given the star rating for Stuff is lower, with fewer votes, and the last podcast was in January 2011?
That's the bit that really hurts.
Something rotten in the state of Denmark. He adds, by the way, that was my first post on Facebook and the first review on iTunes, teaching an old dog to do new tricks and all that. However, do like my tech. He says he's in the biz. And look forward to the show every week. Makes me chuckle. Oh, thank you, Dan.
Cheers, Dan. We talked about this earlier, but I have no idea how they work out.
It's odd. Apparently, we've now gone up and they've gone down. But,
it just, everybody goes up and down. It's like sort of tart Snickers, really. I don't want to, again, get into conspiracy theories, but it does seem to me that some of the more sort of serious ones are invariably further up. And I suspect don't necessarily get more listeners than we do. I'm sure The Guardian gets more listeners than we do, but I don't know, certain other publications.
Yes, you wonder. Stu Wicks, I'll just mention, has put up a poll on whose advice / opinion do you trust the most? The three options are you, Duncan, myself, and Ree.
Okay.
All I'll say at the moment is that we're winning.
So, okay. Who's the number one? I don't really offer advice exactly.
Mm.
Well, I do, but it's usually, oh, for God's sake, don't do this, which is quite negative advice. Whereas you tend to offer advice along the lines of, well, I think this is quite good.
Thoughtful, informed advice, you might say.
Yes.
Have we got a gadget of the week?
I haven't.
Well, that's good. We'll skip that.
Well, everything at CES was the gadget of the week.
Brilliant. Okay, pick a... Go on, I'll play it. You've got the time it takes for the board to revolve.
The Sony Crystal TV.
Okay.
I'm going to say that just to be contrarian, because everybody else is going on about the OLED TVs.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a new format war, maybe, is it? Crystal TV versus
Crystal
OLED?
Crystal versus OLED.
It's not the most glamorous sounding war ever.
The Crystal Army are going to smash the OLED...
Crystal Tips and Alistair.
People.
Remember that?
What?
Crystal Tips and Alistair.
No.
You don't remember
no
that?
No recollection of this.
It was a cartoon.
Best gadget of the week ever.
If you look it up, it's quite funny because my recollection of it is that the its sort of visual trademark was that you could see people's shoes kind of pointed downwards out of their trousers.
Right.
So it looked like they were standing on tiptoe. What? But that was just like the style of the cartoons. It was very sort of 70s hippie sort of cartoon.
Okay.
Crystal Tips and Alistair.
Is this up there with is it Jamie's Wish Wellingtons? Is it Jamie?
Jamie and the Magic Torch?
Well, they are. That's another classic.
Well, you played the theme genre. Tune from the bloody the Loch Ness thing. What do you remember as that?
What? It's a classic.
You obviously did.
Right. After hearing the best tech of CES 2012, it's time to turn our attention to the weirdest tech and gadgets spotted in Las Vegas this year. Teeth.com has pulled out 18. We're not going to go through all those. What if you?
Oh well, definitely the Padintosh iPad 2 case.
I love this,
which is modelled after the. Now, what Mac is that?
That's the original Macintosh, isn't it? The classic. It was then marketed as the classic.
The Mac Classic.
Yeah,
because basically that machine. That was the first computer I ever used. Well, other than like a BBC Micro and Spectrum at home. Because that was the ones they had at my university.
Very posh.
State of the art at the time. Yes.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, they had PageMaker. Yep.
So, what does it actually? Is this kind of some sort of emulator that it loads?
To be quite honest, I don't really understand what it is.
It turns the front. It looks like a cover that covers up half the screen of your iPad and makes it look like the front of an original Apple Mac. And then on the screen that you can see, it does seem to have a sort of, the old, it looks like the old Mac OS.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering if it
really
does somehow turn your iPad into some sort of emulator. That would be very cool. I'd like that.
Yeah, I actually, looking at it, now you come to mention it, I've absolutely no idea what the point of it is. But
that's generally the point of pointless tech. But yeah, I like it. If someone could bring us one, and if it turns it into an old style Apple Mac, then it'll be the best thing ever. It's £150, so it's got to do something.
I was going to say, I don't know the price of it, and it is. I always love anything like that. I always love like massive iPod docks, where obviously the whole point of iPods is they're very small and portable. Then you put them in a thing the size of a grand piano, and this takes your lovely sleek sort of very portable iPad and. I don't know, that's about 100 times the size of an original iPad.
Well, I can't tell. It's from the picture, it's a bit confusing. I can't tell.
The casing goes back.
Well, that's what I can't tell, whether that's the casing going back or whether that's a kind of flap.
A flappy stand.
That's turned, but yeah, we need to see this in the flesh, I feel. What else have you got?
I do hope I'm not going to be hideously disappointed when I eventually see it. And then the other thing I like is the Ruckus solar-powered Bluetooth sound system. And to be honest, the main reason I like that is because it looks like a pair of futuristic binoculars.
For people with very wide eyes.
Yeah, for people whose eyes are a very long way away from each other.
Yeah, which of course they will be in the future.
After the nuclear war.
Mm, mm.
And that's made by somebody called the Eaton Corporation, which was quite like, I assume they're quite posh. Yeah.
So what, some Bluetooth speakers that are powered by the sun?
Yes, amazingly enough, the Ruckus solar-powered Bluetooth sound system is indeed a pair of Bluetooth speakers that are powered by the sun, yes.
Just clarifying. I quite like the Kook, which is spelt...
O-Q,
O-O-Q.
Of course.
It's a good job they did insert an extra O in there. Could have got confusing. It's a tablet... Because we did say last week, there'll be some tablets, but they need to be more specialised. And
this one is, to be
fair. This is very specialised. It's for the kitchen, purely for the kitchen. So it's waterproof. You can, you know, chuck stuff at it.
Mm, well, I think it's water resistant. I don't know if I'd.
Well, yeah, okay.
I wouldn't drop it in the sink.
Don't put it in the dishwasher, obviously. but it has. It's got four little. I don't know, nodules at the corners.
Nodules is a good way of putting it.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I've seen it being demonstrated as like you can use them as like a something to, you know, temperature. So you can dunk one of the nodules in and check the temperature or something. And
I know it is very heat resistant. I remember reading that in the spec.
Yeah.
So maybe you can put it in the dishwasher, I don't know.
But the main thing about it seems to be that, yeah, you can chuck, you know, baby food at it and it'll survive.
Yeah, there must be any number of cases you can get from more popular tablets that would do pretty much the same thing. But full marks to them.
Yeah,
it's French as well, and they know about the cooking.
There we go. And I really like them. The Mobi Magic Feet. Okay, now, you know, with your Mac, you've got a wireless keyboard, which is very lovely, and the lovely wireless magic mouse and all these things. But the problem is you need to keep them charged, and you never quite do, and then they run out of battery, and you start typing, and you're missing letters, and you're like... Argh! Well, this is
I know,
brilliant.
I'm so like...
yeah, well, this, it's rather clever. It charges, you just attach the keyboard onto it, and it'll charge the keyboard. You can rest your mouse on it, and it'll rest it. So you don't have to plug in anything, and it all
like
charges
an induction.
Yeah, it's very cool, and it doesn't get in the way. So, you know, you could happily, permanently keep your keyboard attached to it, and just lift your keyboard off when you want it to roam. It's very slick.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Why didn't Apple come up with that?
So yes, Mobi Magic Feet, actually quite useful. Anyway, there's a ton of stuff, tons of CES coverage on T3.com, so go and check it out. Rhi is posting up her last videos as we speak. She's flying home today after a lot of hard work, and I imagine it'll take her quite some time to recover. It's a bit hectic, CES.
Yeah, so I believe. Well, no, I mean, Las Vegas is very hectic anyway.
No one thinks of the poor journalists sent to Las Vegas, all expenses paid.
Yes. Mm. The problem is you have to hang around with like more senior people in sort of strip clubs and things, and it all gets terribly...
A bit messy.
Well, that's my understanding.
Yes, that seems to be the gist of it. That's about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.